RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, and we're coming back into the second hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. DJ Barden is my name, and we're here in the second hour of the program today on Saturday, 19th of January, 2019. And very shortly, we'll be talking to Alana Freeland, who is a prolific researcher and writer of very complex technology and subjects. And we're just talking about the ionized atmosphere, which the military-industrial complex has a grip on, and we are under the thumb of what they are doing. And they're saying here, so it's looking at one of the reviews of a book here on Amazon, "It is difficult to believe that our planet has been weaponized before our very eyes, but that is exactly what has happened. First, we are seduced by the convenience of the wireless world, then atmospheric weather experimentation in the guise of carbon climate change, converted the air we breathe into something else." And there's a longer review here, which I'll let her refer to. But the two major books she has written is Under an Ionized Sky, From Chemical Space Fence Lockdown. And the other one is Chemtrails, Harp, and the Full Spectrum Dominance of Planet Earth. But I believe we have a... Hello, Alana Freeland. Hello.
Oh, yes. Hello, I'm here. Sorry.
Very good, very good, very good to hear you. And you're very good. You come on a very short notice. I'm very grateful to you. And on a Saturday night, is throwing your time off. But I'll let you ask and answer the questions, because it's above me. I'm not competent enough to put the questions in the right order. But how did you get involved in this area, would you say?
Well, that was about, I guess, about 8 years ago. And I was living in Santa Fe, and I became friends with Clifford Carnicum, who is an independent scientist. And he was actually the very first one among the good guys, those of us out here in this anti-geoengineering movement, who began collecting precipitation and detritus from his HEPA filter in northern New Mexico, after he would see the jets fly overhead in that once beautiful blue sky that northern New Mexico has. And he would see these trails coming out the backs of the jets and knew immediately that they were not contrails. They were not condensation trails. They were chemical trails. And they, because chemicals always have their own signature, if you know one cloud from another or what's coming out of the back of jets, then you know that this is different. So he collected all of this and began to look at it through his microscope and did some chemical experiments with it, and came to many conclusions on his own on a shoestring budget, actually. And actually, when he was documenting it on the internet, He would have as many as 180 alphabet agencies hitting his site per week in order to see what he was coming up with. So he knew that it was a federal program, and he tried to get the CDC and the EPA to basically repeat his experiments so that he would know they were accurate, but they never responded and ignored him, and he was pretty much on his own for a long time. Recently, he has closed up a lot of that research. He was able to come to terms with the disease known as Morgellons.
Oh, yeah.
And he was able to, in fact, the last chapter of my first book, I go into detail about how he was able to research that and actually get all the way down to the DNA of the pathogen known as Morgellons. He is now wrapping all of that up, but I certainly can't say that, CNN is interviewing him. he's still cast in outer darkness, but he has attracted a lot of new people over the years who, scientists, physicians, friends, who really support what he's doing. And I'm one of those people.
Excellent. And just give us his name again. His name is...
Richard Carnicum. Yeah, he's quite well known on the internet.
Yeah.
C-A-R-N-I-C-O-M. And his site is carnicuminstitute.org. And at that site, there are, there's hundreds of papers that one can read. He keeps it up to date.
Very good. Do you reckon his disease, he was targeted with that disease? I know it's hard and impossible to prove that, but...
He had symptoms of Morgellons, yes. If you understand how it works, we all have it. It's dormant in us at the very least, because we're breathing it. It's all on a nanoscale, and it is delivered by the chemical trails coming out the backs of jets, and possibly even the flotsam and jetsam coming out the backs of jets. It may even be in there. I don't know. But I do think now that another delivery system is the GMO foods, which is why I'm very vociferous about people not eating GMOs, particularly the animal food. And another delivery system may be, for various pathogens, would be vaccinations.
Yeah. Sure.
I got involved in all this, PJ. And then I was asked to... my publisher, Adam Parfrey at Farrell House, if I thought I could write a book on chemtrails. So he published my first and second book, and now I'm writing the third book, and this will hopefully be the last book I write on this topic, because I think I will have exhausted my own resources. And this book will be on synthetic biology, because that is exactly where all of this leads, is to the biological and what is happening to our bodies and to the soil, to the all living creatures on the earth because of this program that I've been documenting.
Very good. Can I ask you about publishing? Did you have difficulty finding a publisher for this kind of controversial work? Because... or do you just pick a specific small publisher? Yeah?
Well, no, the publisher is the one who asked me to write the book. I did that because I had quite a file on it, and I had a file on HARP, the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Project, ionospheric heater up in Alaska. I had a file on that as well. at that time, just to show you how much I have learned over the years, and this is the way you have to do research when you're dealing with a national security topic like this, where you can't just go to a library or, you know, call DARPA up or call the EPA up and get a bunch of, you know, FOIAs. It really has to do with putting the pieces together that you find in order to contextualize what is going on in the skies. And at first, it was simply the delivery system of the chemicals loaded with not only pathogens like Morgellons, but loaded with aluminum oxide, barium, strontium, titanium, lithium, all these heavy metals from the periodic table were being delivered as well. And so then, you know, your first question has to be, well, why are they doing that? I mean, basically the military calls all of that chaff. Well, why are they spreading chaff throughout the atmosphere? Well, they must have some purpose for the atmosphere. And then you read about HAARP, and you see, oh, yeah, they're heating the ionosphere, and they're going to draw energy down, ionized energy down from the ionosphere, and basically turn our atmosphere into a mini ionosphere, and keep pumping it and keep feeding it so that it stays ionized for all of their electromagnetic wireless operations that they're doing. And that, of course, was sufficient to me, but because of the pathogen and the heavy metals, which we are breathing in because they're all sub-micron level size, they're very, very tiny. I think it's like 1 billionth of a meter is the size of one nano. If we're breathing them in, are we part of the experiment, I asked myself years ago? Mm-hmm. Are we part of the experiment, or are we simply the collateral damage for what they need for their atmospheric tests, for their near-Earth orbit tests, all of these things, as I began to put them together, and meanwhile I'm talking to all the other people in this internet movement, this anti-geoengineering, anti-chemtrails movement, who are all doing their own research, you know, because this is a big elephant in the living room. So it takes all of us to kind of feel our way around in our particular areas and then to compare notes with people and see what they're coming up with. And so it's been a slow accretion for my knowledge base. And now I really see it. I really see that the what is in it for us, we are not just collateral damage. We are part of the grand experiment, the grand global experiment to govern all of life, full spectrum dominance, governance of all of life, in order to change what life is. And this leads us to things like transhumanism.
We are the target exclusively.
No, we're not the target. We're one of the targets. I mean, what the real target is, in my opinion, is the space age. They are involved, deeply involved, in what used to be the secret space program. And now it's coming out more and more as not a secret, though the funding of it is still very, very secret, as investment analyst Catherine Austin Fitz she's given several talks about the money missing from the American budget.
$21 trillion,
now that's way, way up. It's, you know, every week it's something different. But the space program is the real plum. But in order to have the space program they want, they really want dominance, full spectrum dominance, not just over Earth, but over the solar system, And that's as far as I'll go. I mean, it could be that these megalomaniacs really want control over the entire universe, but, you know, that's sort of a cartoon to me. But I can say that they want control over our particular solar system. So in order to do that, they have to have full spectrum dominance over planet Earth first, and that includes its creatures. And so now we come to a second goal that might even be on par with the other one, but it is the transhumanism, to change the human being into something that will serve the elites better. It is not to make all of humanity fantastic and glorious and smart and strong. It is really to use the basic humanity, the masses, as guinea pigs for all the experiments as they find the best way to develop immortality for themselves, to study the use of bacteria and viruses, of how they can be transmuted into other organisms, even possibly they're going to start injecting people with plasma in order to experiment with making new entities in host bodies. I mean, it really gets very, very science fiction and macabre and occult, in my opinion. So this is the road I'm on now. And this, you know, I didn't start out here at all. I had very little idea of what was up. But now I'm pretty convinced that I'm on the right track, and so I'm going to write this third and hopefully last book.
Well, that's fantastic. You know, you're the only person, I think, educating the public in America on this complex subject. But ultimately, the ionizing the atmosphere, it's the ultimate weapon of war as well. Is that what it's about as well?
Controlling other countries? Well, by ionizing the atmosphere, they can do a variety of operations. And Clifford Carnicom is the one who actually detailed 7 operations. And I pretty much use that as my litmus. And they are basically weather engineering, that's the first one, and then chemical and electromagnetic operations, that's the second one, and then planetary geophysical operations, that's the third, and then the fourth would be directed energy weapons, all the way to plasma guns and things like that. Very, very science fiction, very Star Wars. And then next, the fifth would be surveillance and neural operations, and that gets into mind control from space. And then the biological transhumanism operations, that's the one I've been referring to. And then the final one is perhaps the most far out, and that is detection and obscuration of exotic propulsion technology. That's a very interesting field, because we do have exotic technologies that we're not being told about. And actually, much of the cloud cover in our skies in various geographical areas is actually being used to hide some of these exotic craft. And, I assume they're primarily ours, but there are other types of craft that are actually made of plasma that are also very interesting.
Very good. Well, hang on to that, and we just go to this break for 3 or 4 minutes, and we'll be back in a few minutes. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Very good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, and we're coming back in from the first break of the second hour, and we're very lucky to have Alana Freeland with us today, who is a prolific researcher and writer on a very complex area, the ionizing of the sky. And the two books she has out already are Under an Ionized Sky. I won't read the subtitles, so people can remember it. Alana Freeland, Under an Ionized Sky. And the other one is Alana Freeland, Chemtrails, Harp, and Full Spectrum Dominance. Is the third book ready, or does it have a title? Are you giving out the title?
No, I don't have a title yet, but it'll definitely the term synthetic biology in it.
Well, people will be very well educated on this subject if they tackle your two books, and I see extracts of them. I read extracts of them. It's very well, fresh writing, and it's very easy to read. It's an easy read. You're certainly not a turgid writer. You write very good stuff, very easy to read.
Yes, but it is not. It's not all that easy to read. It's very dense. I hear from people all the time. But part of the reason that's going on, people must realize, is that they are breathing in these heavy metals, and these heavy metals are going straight through the blood-brain barrier and are in the brain along with the rest of the body, and so. People are having a lot of trouble concentrating and retaining memory of what they're reading. And, I highly recommend that people consider getting detoxed, heavy metal detoxing
That's the very next thing I was going to ask you about, Yep, that's the very... Is that possible? Like detoxing the metals out of your system is important. And a lot of the people were involved with Green Med Info and Natural News, Mike Adams. You know, Adams has, you're familiar with Mike Adams of Natural News, yeah?
Yes, I know of Mike.
He has one of the most advanced laboratory in America in civilian hands. He can do tests, anything whatsoever. And,
right. He does do heavy metal testing. You're right.
Oh, yeah. And just very quickly, I'm not dominating your time. He tested Tide washing powder recently. He found 800 chemicals in it, and about 56 of them were horrendously damaging. And, you know, this recent thing where Johnson's baby powder was found to have, for babies' napkins, was found to have asbestos in it, and they knew it for 50 years. So these corporations, are, as you know, work hand in glove with the deep state.
Just products. It is that we are breathing the atmosphere that is absolutely loaded with heavy metals that we can't see. They're on a nano scale. And so we are breathing far, far, far more than the maximum recommended by the U.S. military. And this is what I am really hammering people with, because if we lose our ability to think, we're not going to be able to take up that knowledge base that we need to handle this technological era. I mean, most people that I talk to, PJ, like when I give talks in different places, they have not studied science since high school, and even in high school they hated it. If we have that kind of attitude about the technological era that I believe we all chose to be born into, I don't feel that we're here by accident, but we are here in a technological era that is far and beyond what we are being told in our mainstream media. And so we're going to have to just take baby steps, and that's why I write these books. I mean, they're, you know, you can just read a couple paragraphs a night and skip the footnotes and let that sort of be absorbed into the unconscious mind, and then the next day maybe try three paragraphs. I mean, it has to be baby steps because of the heavy metal problem that we all have in our bodies now.
Oh, I 1,000% agree with you. I've noticed that around myself. I've been involved in, not in heavy duty research like you. A great respect for your ability, you and Mike Adams, to be able to do that kind of stuff. But people's attention spans, this is official Pew Research, 10 years ago was 12 seconds, now it's down to 8 seconds to have real concentration on something. It's very bad. And we all live in a soundbite society, but you have to do it, as you say, in kind of soundbites to give it to people piece by piece. Is that what you're saying?
There are also, one of the really wonderful things about the internet is that, you know, people can go on the internet and listen to me talk. I mean, there's just tons of YouTubes of me talking about various aspects of this technology. And in a way, the ear is, in a way, wiser than the eye. The eye can be fooled by surfaces with the interplay of shadow and light. But the ear, it goes right inside of us. And I'm really thrilled that people are listening to YouTubes and contemplating them. They can make the YouTube go back so they can hear it again. They can listen to it later. There's all sorts of advantages to this wonderful recording system that we have on the internet for all the internet's problems, you know, that we're all going on lists, that our sites are not safe. But that in particular might help people who have a hard time concentrating. A lot of people have the best intention in the world and then start going to sleep, or will read a paragraph and then have to reread it because nothing went in. And that's
right.
What I want to, I just want to be gentle with people. I'm not blaming people that they don't read. In fact, sometimes I do ask myself, why do I write books? I'm actually writing for people 50 years down the road. That's really what.
Yeah, well, by you writing that with that in mind is doing tremendous stuff for your book. We have a break now, and then we've an uninterrupted 20-minute run after that. Sorry about this break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, and then we have a longer run after that. Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Okay, and we're coming back in from the bottom of the hour break. We're with Alana Freeland, who's a researcher, writer, and publisher of Under the Ionized Sky, and also the book Chemtrails, Harp, and Full Spectrum Dominance. Just very quickly, I'll give you one quick good news. We've been watching the decline of bookshops here in the UK because of Amazon, and I'm not criticizing anybody who has. And I'll tell you something specific about Amazon in a minute, but the number of bookshops in Britain has increased 2 years running from 868 to 883, and there's a slight revival in book reading. So just to give you some good news, okay?
Oh, that is good news. It's not that way in America.
Well, we'll see how it goes. And the other thing, just I've said this to many, many people, the listeners have heard me say it, Amazon have a dirty trick they use with their algorithms. A book like yours that's informing the public, they don't pull it, but they put it out of stock, say, maybe 400 times a day, at the key times a day. You go on and look for it. Oh, there it is. It's in stock. No problem. But you might get somebody you know who's a techie to put a program, piece of software out there that checks the availability of it 500 times a day, and they know how to do that. You know, we can't be going on and off yourself, but beware of that. And also, YouTube have pulled 58 million videos off under the heading not compatible with community standards, which were largely conservative or Christian sites or natural medicine. And that, just to let you know that, okay?
Right. Yes, yes, I've heard that. So what
we're
I would like to do
that, yeah.
now,
yep.
if I could, mm-hmm. is you mentioned yesterday or whenever we talked that you would like to talk about directed energy weapons. And I would like to make a bit of a presentation on that because it's not as simple as it used to be. Could I do that?
Okay. Oh,
all
absolutely.
Right. So the name of the book is actually, the second book, is actually Under an Ionized Sky, From Chemtrails to Space Fence Lockdown. Now, the term space fence is a Lockheed Martin term, and Lockheed Martin and Raytheon are the two most powerful, wealthy military contractor corporations in the world. And Lockheed owns the space fence, and Raytheon owns the patents for the ionospheric heater HARP technology. So these are very powerful players. And if I were to guess at two corporations that pretty much run America and start wars and control politicians with blackmail, these would be the two primaries to me. So with that in mind, what the space fence means, this is what the book is about. I go through and I spell out what it means to control an entire planet with a space fence infrastructure. And the space fence infrastructure goes all the way from near-Earth orbit, where the rockets are going up one after the other and spewing heavy metals, again, nanoparticles of heavy metals, all the way up. And a lot of those particles are smeared over city centers, population centers on the East Coast, population centers in California, population centers in the South. And the people there, of course, are breathing in those heavy metals. And then the spewing continues up into near-Earth orbit, and those heavy metals now begin to rotate with centrifugal force along with the Earth. And they're up there, the ones that don't fall down, they're circulating up there. And they eventually end up being right around the equator. They will fall down to right around the equator where the centrifugal force is at its maximum. And then they will remain there. And what they are making is a ring very similar to Saturn. And if you look at the cover of my Space Fence Lockdown book, there is a ring around planet Earth, and that is it. And what that is for is, imagine it as a communication device. Imagine it as a CD-ROM or a CD.
Mm-hmm.
And it's spinning and spinning. It's metal. It is recording. It is holding memory. And then now go to the planet surface, where Lockheed Martin has made sure that there are many, many installations being part and parcel of its space fence structure. And those include radar installations, NEXRADs, those big golf ball radar units that are across the entire United States and often outside radio stations. It includes cell phones, cell towers, Gwen towers. Everything that is electromagnetic and cell phones is included as well. Everything electromagnetic is part of the space fence. All they need to do to get it to work in tandem with other units, other weapons, other weaponized technology, is to make sure that it is calibrated at the same level. So this is the brilliance of these Dr. Strangeloves is they have been able to weaponize the entire planet, just as the epidemiologist Dr. Rosalie Bertell wrote a book years ago promising that this is what they would do, and this is what they have done. So we're caught now between that ring around the planet out there in near-Earth orbit and planet Earth, where we're all wireless now. They've sold us wireless, and everybody owns a cell phone, and everybody is now surrounded by towers and the 60 hertz in their walls. Everything is part of the space fence lockdown because they are heading toward absolute control over all systems, including life, on planet Earth for their space age. And this is why the whole topic of directed energy weapons is now pretty complicated, because anything electromagnetic can be, if calibrated properly and you have the right instruments to activate it, anything can be used as a weapon. So this is our dilemma. We are living in a pretty much a machine now that is all around us and inside our bodies. What do we have? We have nanoparticles, all of which are highly conductive, so that we ourselves are like antennas. We ourselves are like towers. And now comes the 5G, right? 5G is coming in. This is a millimeter wave technology. We already have encountered that at airports with TSA. This technology will work with the other thing that is around us and virtually weaponized, and that is the Internet of Things. All the computerized appliances that we've been sold as being convenient and wonderful and progress, self-driving cars with hundreds of computers in them, our refrigerator, our washing machine, all of this, the 60 hertz in the wall or 50 hertz in Europe, all of this can be activated as a weapon system, as targeted individuals know very, very well. And so this is the quandary of how can we disarm it when our entire environment has been weaponized? How do we disarm something like that? Well, we have to begin with what's inside of us. It's those bloody heavy metals. And we have to set a regime for ourselves. And there are ways to do it, many ways to do it, where we're pulling those nanoparticles and heavy metals out of our bodies so that at least we will not develop a neurological disease like Alzheimer's, like autism, and all the chronic fatigue syndrome and all the rest that have now arisen because we are living in a wireless world. I do not own a cell phone. I don't see any reason why I should pay for one of the military's weapons and carry it around with me 24/7. I just don't. I'm on a landline right now. I don't see the reasoning behind it. Convenience, that's hardly enough of a reason for me to endanger myself and my soul, my very spiritual essence, endangered by this device that gives me convenience and entertainment. Just doesn't sound right to me. So I'm really recommending to people that they understand where we're standing now. We're in the middle of a war field, and they need to understand that they're going to have to take measures to make sure that they stay safe. And it's not the same as yesterday or 10 years ago. This is very, very different. Sure.
Well, that's fantastic that you've made that very, very smooth and clear. That's a very good, a good analysis of that. The detoxing, like vaccinations, I'm researching a thing at the moment to try and find people who have an actual proven protocol for detoxing from vaccinations. And we haven't come to it yet, but we're connected with all these type of people like Mike Adams and different people. The other great research unit is Green Med Info. But I just, when I get that, I'll put it up on the RBN website, because friends of mine with children are being vaccinated are now showing signs of autism, etc. But no, that's very well caught. My.
Well, the vaccinations are just, it's so amazing. I mean, a lot of activists, some are working on vaccinations, some are working on the 5G coming, some are working on, cell phones, some are working on, but what I'm saying is that the space fence lockdown, it's about all of it. It's all connected.
Yeah.
Because of the wireless component. That's what's connecting all of it. Even the chemicals in the sky. Those chemicals that are coming down from the jet combustion chamber, they're not the same as what went into the combustion chamber. They've been changed by the heat component. And now they're coming down and they're in our lungs. They go into our bloodstream. They go in beyond the blood-brain barrier, and then the wireless hits us. And then the wireless environment of our own environment is activating all of it in a different way so that it's all what's called synergistic. And that's the problem. You go to the doctor, he doesn't know any of this. Where are you going to read about this? What library can you go to? I mean, if I worked at EPA, I might be able to find it, but probably not, because I would probably not have the need to know clearance that I would need in order to get hold of anything on this. This is why really thinking things through, and if there's a wireless component at all and a chemical component, then we're in the realm of the weaponized environment. And what a clever way to control us, huh? To weaponize the environment.
Considering the CDC, as we know from this program and others and people like yourself, the CDC own patent on drugs, and they're meant to be protecting us, and they own the patent on Ebola, right? So that's a bunch of criminals running that there.
Well, and we are surrounded. That can be delivered aerially as well. No, this aerial delivery system is very nefarious. Mark my
this
words.
Ring of,
we haven't begun
this electronic...
to see. We haven't begun to see what they can do with it.
Oh yeah, I'll just ask you one direct question. This Saturn-type electronic ring around the Earth, is that there set up, or do they have to keep maintaining it? Does it stay there having been set up, or do they have to keep maintaining it all the time?
It's orbiting. All of those heavy metals are orbiting, and the thing I haven't gotten to yet, which is probably the creepiest thing that I can say, is that a lot of those are nanobots, which means they're tiny, tiny robots, like a lot of our drones, but they're very, 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 very tiny, and they are programmed. Even as tiny as they are, they have microprocessors in them, which is tiny computers. Even as tiny as they are, they have sensors all around them and in them. So they can actually control that ring around the planet, that communication ring, so-called, remotely. They can pulse it with frequencies and make it do this, that, and the other, just as they can do with those that are in our bodies. You see what I'm saying?
How long has it been in existence, as a matter of interest?
Well, nanotechnology was approved by the U.S. Congress here in the United States in 2002. We've had it. It was done quietly. You can hardly find anything on nanotechnology in the mainstream media. Now they're beginning to mention that this is in nanos, and this is nanos, and this is microns, and sort of beginning to teach the public the word nano. But the idea that you can actually implement a computer program that can control these remotely, as tiny as they are, nobody knows that. And we're just sort of, there's a handful of us who are kind of putting it together now. And you wanted to talk about the fire. This would be a good place, the Paradise, California fire. Because
yeah, sure.
The way the fire behaved, and by the way, I could be wrong on this, but I think I'm the first person who mentioned on a radio show back in 2016 when the first fires happened in California, the first very suspicious fires, I mentioned that it looked a lot like Judy Wood's descriptions in her book, Where Did the Towers Go?, about 9/11, that the description of what the drones saw, how the trees were left standing, but the metal was melted, and how the wind that came up out of nowhere, very vicious wind, as a woman said, all of this told me that it was a directed energy weapon that had been used in that first fire in October 2016 in California. Now, just a video done by Jamie Lee, who's a videographer, it's called aplaintruth.info. He has brought out a science guy who has spelled out that the reason the fire embers danced so much in this recent Paradise fire is they were nanobots remotely controlled.
Wow. Very good. Very good. We just take this break and we'll be back in 2-3 or 4 minutes up to the top of the hour. Okay.
Listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're coming back in with Marco Belk and Moon River. That's our bumper music there. Do you think is this connected to global dimming as well, or is that a parallel operation, this global dimming?
Let me finish the California fires first. Let me finish one more thing about that fire. As I said, that the nanoparticles, according to this science guy named Angel on Jamie Lee's video, he said that that the reason that the embers of the fire in the footage that, you know, is very easy to find on the internet, danced around so much and was that it was nanoparticles, nanobots, that are being remotely controlled, probably from space by an AI program. But the reason that they're even there is because of all the aluminum, and that would include nanobot aluminum also, that has fallen from the sky. I mean, we've heard for years from botanists in California how the soil is turning more and more alkaline, and things are not growing, and trees are dying, and all this. And that's the aluminum that I was saying is easily going into our lungs and our blood and going beyond the blood-brain barrier to cause Alzheimer's and autism and all the neurological diseases. So you can see that it has multiple purposes, this chaff that the military needs to make the whole atmosphere conductive. But because of gravity, much of it falls to the earth for us to breathe. It has multiple purposes, and aluminum is probably the worst thing that we can possibly be ingesting. So I just wanted to finish that for the California fires. Sure. There's much more to say about them, but we can just, as far as the global dimming, what's going on right now is they're coming out with the fact that they're doing geoengineering. This started when Trump took office 2 years ago. There was an announcement about Harvard and David Keith, the geoengineer poster boy, who is paid by Bill Gates to do his will. And now they're calling it global dimming. But this has been going on for two decades. This geoengineering program, whatever you want to call it, you know, whether it's solar this or global dimming or whatever term, they've made sure that the public is completely confused over changing the name all the time, and that the public buys the whole story of carbons and global warming. And the fact is that there is global warming, but it's not at all from carbons. It is from military operations with ionospheric heaters. I mean, not once has the military been brought up at all in any of the meetings that have been held.
Indeed, and the global, we'll leave it, we'll just do this break, and then we'll have a clear run after that. I'll follow up on a question then, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to the Republic.